The Dvar Torah I'm about to tell you is a Dvar Torah I merited to hear from Rav Avigdor Nevenzel, the rabbi of the Jewish quarter. Our parsha tells us of Yosef, who has a life that's pretty good. He's his father's chosen son, he's learning, and everything seems to be going good for him. He gets preferential treatment, and then one day everything turns on him. His brothers throw him into a pit. He's sitting there with snakes and scorpions. And things are about to be really bad for him. But you know what? We're going to see now how every time things seem really bad, there are little glimmers of light within what seems really bad. He's in the pit with snakes and scorpions, but ordinarily he should have died, and none of them are touching him. So he's alive. And he looks around, and it's very scary, but all that time, the hours he's going to be in that pit, none of them are going to touch him. They pull him out of the pit. He's without clothing. They're selling him into slavery. Seems very bad. They're selling him to a caravan that always carries stinky hides. The Yishmaelim were tradesmen of hides. And hides always smell. So he should spend the next few days suffering from the stench. And instead, these Yishmaelim are carrying spices and perfumes. He gets to enjoy the whole ride down to Egypt. What comfort is that? They're selling him down to be like violated on a daily basis. Right, but there's some glimmer of light in all that. He gets sold into slavery to Potiphar, and Potiphar is castrated. He gets sold into slavery by Potiphar, and everything seems to go right. But he's a slave. But he's not the lowest slave. He keeps going up in the ranks until he's the boss of the whole house. It's unnatural. He does what's right, and he gets thrown into the dungeon for that. Seems like it's very dark. And yet, within all that darkness, suddenly he keeps moving his way upward till he's the head of the jail. The head jailer gives him the keys and says, "You're in charge here. I trust you." So you look at that and you say, isn't that little comfort? Because his life wasn't what he wanted it to be. But throughout our life, life takes courses which we don't intend. And it's our choice whether we'll see the light in that or not. On Hanukkah, we're celebrating a victory, a military victory. We should have done a lot about the military, but we don't. We celebrate the candles. But the candles were in the Kodesh, in the Holy. No one saw the candles. Even the priest didn't see the candles. Only the Kohen Gadol lit the candles and saw the miracle of the candles. Right. But our sages wanted to stress to us the importance of the light. When they rebuilt the Second Temple, people would bring their worst animals as a donation. They rebuilt it as an impoverished temple. The people who came to saw the Second Temple wept. It was so impoverished. So it's little surprise that people were attracted to the Greeks who kept making everything beautiful. We don't have another mitzvah in Torah that has the concept of mehadrin mina mehadrin. We have a concept that you want to make a mitzvah more beautiful, you add 30%. Here our sages added much more than 30%. Instead of lighting one candle, I light 8 on the 8th night. That's much more than the 30% you usually add for chomesh. I said 30% chomesh, a fifth, that you usually add for hiddur mitzvah. Right. Here our sages were telling us something else. When we built the Second Temple, we were lacking that internal connection to beautifying mitzvahs, to seeing the beauty in the mitzvahs we're doing, to seeing that glimmer of light. Along came the sages and said, Hanukkah, we're celebrating the candles. What about the war? Of course we're celebrating the victory of the war, but we're going to celebrate it at the root, at that recognition that we have to see the beauty in life, see the beauty in the mitzvahs. Yosef was able to see in every step of the way, Hashem is with me. He saw the beauty within the darkness of his life. Hanukkah is the last miracle we have before we go into exile. It's giving us a message. We have to connect to the beauty of what's going on in life, in spite of the fact that there's darkness. Things weren't perfect after they won. It was a long war. Who won the war? Masar tagiburim biyad chalashim. Brave warriors were given to the hands of weak. Who was weak? Simple reading, the Hasmoneans were weak. Said Rav Nevenzel, no. You had thousands of weak people who said, we're not giving up on Shabbos. We're going to circumcise our kids. They were murdered over it. So they were weak, physically weak. But they connected. They said, we're not giving in. Those were the people who won the Greeks. It was that inner light that said, I'm not going to be extinguished. I'm going this route. I see the beauty in this. It's not about the external beauty. The external beauty will reflect the connection to the internal beauty, that vision of the light. And so our sages instituted light, and they instituted mehadrin mina mehadrin, which they didn't do in any other mitzvah, because that was the stress of Hanukkah, to be able to see the light where you can only see darkness. That's the story of Yosef, and that's the story of Hanukkah. Shabbat shalom.